Hello, and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, episode 13. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. In the last episode, I discussed a couple different ideas you can use in your lessons to break out of routine and try something different. It's really important as a guitar teacher to seek out new ideas and try different methods as it helps you develop your teaching skills. The most common trap I see guitar teachers experience is complacency, which is when a teacher feels that they don't need to improve their teaching skills anymore. It can happen to any teacher, even if they've got decades of teaching experience. In fact, experienced teachers are more likely to become complacent. From the teacher's point of view, complacency doesn't feel like an issue because they feel their teaching skills are so high that the lessons they give are highly effective anyway, so there's no need to continue to improve. But from a student's point of view, the lessons start to become stale and repetitive when a teacher becomes complacent. The teacher starts to go through the motions, and while it feels fine for the teacher, it becomes really frustrating for students. I think of complacency as the silent killer for guitar teachers, because complacent teachers don't realize they've become complacent, and on top of that, no teacher ever thinks that it will happen to them. So my advice here is that if you want to avoid becoming complacent in the future, make the commitment now to constantly look for new teaching ideas to use and to always develop your teaching skills. If you ever feel like you've reached expert status as a teacher, take that as a sign that you're becoming complacent. In this episode, I'm going to explain a way you can avoid becoming complacent. The idea is to use something I call creative challenges. These simple challenges will help you constantly analyze your students' needs and come up with solutions outside of your usual methods and routine. They can be very difficult to come up with as a teacher, but if you put in the effort, you'll find that they're incredibly effective to help your students develop. Creative challenges are short challenges, riddles, tasks, or exercises that you give your students to get them to think outside of the box or to try something different that will feel awkward at first. It needs to feel awkward at first, or else it's not a challenge, and it won't help your students develop. The reason so many students hate drills or scale exercises is because they're often boring and feel too mechanical. The idea of running up and down a scale can seem pointless to a student. When a student feels this way about an exercise or a drill, they don't put effort in and they don't develop, even if they master that exercise. The difference with creative challenges is that now the student needs to stop, think, and really focus to achieve the task. They really need to work out how to achieve that task rather than simply play the exercise as written. It's a key difference because whenever your student focuses on something, that's when the learning process kicks in. If the student doesn't feel the need to focus, then they won't learn. It's as simple as that. So creative challenges are designed to force your student to focus, or else they won't be able to figure out that solution. To come up with an effective creative challenge, you as the teacher first need to identify any weaknesses in the student's knowledge or playing skills. Once you identify a knowledge gap or weakness, you can then design a creative challenge to work on that specific weakness. Simply coming up with an exercise isn't enough. It really needs to force the student to think about the problem and to come up with their own solution. Studies have found that when a person comes up with a solution on their own to solve a problem, they actually take ownership of that solution and work hard to implement it. On the other hand, if somebody else gives them the solution, they won't be as committed to that solution and won't work hard to implement it. This is really important to keep in mind because if you can get your students to come up with their own solutions to problems, they will work harder and basically own their solutions. On the other hand, if you simply give them exercises to work on the problem, they won't be as committed to it. This is really important to keep in mind as the common practice guitar teachers often use is to simply hand out exercises. So now let's look in detail on how to create a creative challenge so you can see how to think about them, how they work, and what impact they have on the student. Let's say you have a student learning to improvise. When you ask them to improvise, they tend to simply run up and down the scale, playing as many notes as possible, but not really coming up with anything of musical value. They may even tell you that they run out of ideas and they feel like they're playing the same things over and over. It happens to pretty much every beginner, but it can also happen to intermediate or advanced guitarists. A typical teacher's reaction to this issue is to give the student some licks to incorporate into their playing. While that will help, it doesn't even come close to solving the actual cause of the problem. To work out an appropriate creative challenge, you first need to identify the underlying problem. The most likely cause of this problem is something called the paradox of choice. If you haven't heard of this before, read up on it as it goes against conventional wisdom. The problem is that the student has so many notes available to choose from that they feel overwhelmed with the choices and they can't focus on using the notes properly. A dead giveaway of this problem is when the student plays scale run after scale run and moves over the fretboard playing long strings of notes. What happens is the student unconsciously feels that they need to use all of the notes available and ends up using all of them poorly. So now that we have identified the actual problem, what would be a good creative challenge to stop the student from feeling overwhelmed with choices? When you think of it this way, it's pretty simple to work out. You simply remove all the choices available. Instead of allowing the student to play all over the entire scale, limit their options down to two notes on two specific frets. Set the challenge that the student needs to improvise for a minimum of 2 whole minutes using only those two notes on those two specific frets on the guitar. Load up a backing track and ask the student to begin. The typical response is that they'll play back and forth between the two notes a couple of times, and then they'll look at you as if to say, "Now what?" A couple of my intermediate and advanced students tried this and only lasted about 10 or 20 seconds before running out of ideas. It's a really tough challenge on the first couple of attempts because it's so different from the conventional teaching approach. The beauty about this creative challenge is that it forces your student into a new way of thinking. Instead of having a massive number of notes and positions to choose from, now the student needs to learn how to make the most out of every note because they only have two to choose from. They're not distracted by other areas of the fretboard, and they're not subconsciously thinking about how to move from one area to the next. Instead, they're focused on getting the most out of those two notes. With this challenge, you have more control over how your student approaches the problem, and you'll be able to guide them towards a better solution. You can tell your student to try and use different techniques such as palm muting, staccato, slides, bends, or anything else to change how those two notes sound. Teach a student how to come up with different rhythm patterns and create variations each time. The goal is for your student to be able to jam using only those two notes for at least a couple minutes without running out of ways to play them. It's difficult at first, but it dramatically changes the way the student thinks about improvising. There's no amount of licks you could give the student to teach them what they'll learn with this challenge. Now, later on, when the student switches back to using a full scale, they'll remember to make the most out of every note rather than try to play every note in the scale. I hate using the term, but it creates a paradigm shift in the student. After this simple challenge, they will completely change how they approach improvising and think about how to make each note count. The most effective creative challenges are the ones that don't feel like typical exercises. They should feel strange to your student, or else you're not really challenging them. If your student gives you a weird look as if to say, "Why am I doing this?" then you know you're challenging a student and forcing them to think outside of their comfort zone. I'll mention again that the key to coming up with a good creative challenge is to properly identify the cause of the problem or the weakness. If you accurately identify the cause, the challenge you set will have a higher chance of working. Whereas if you misunderstand the cause of the problem, whatever challenge you set may not be effective as it's focusing on the wrong area. The teachers I've worked with have seen big improvements when they started to give students these challenges, so I highly recommend you try using them. Live and Teach Guitar members will notice that there's an entirely new section on the website available dedicated to creative challenges. The challenges in that section are just like the one I've explained in this episode, only in a printable format with clear instructions for your student. Each of the challenges is separated by topic, so if you have a student struggling with improvising, for example, you simply check out the challenges in the improvising area and print out the ones relevant to your student's specific issue. The advantage with using our printable challenges is that it takes half the work away from you. Instead of coming up with challenges on your own, you simply need to identify the area of weakness in the student, then print off a relevant challenge from the website. Hopefully this episode has explained clearly the importance of these creative challenges and how effective they are at helping your student develop. While you can definitely continue to give your students standard exercises, drills, and licks to memorize, it's also important to mix things up. Creative challenges not only force your student to think about something in a new way, but they also give you insight into how well your student understands a topic. The challenge you set might uncover that your student doesn't really understand a certain topic or technique as well as you thought they did. So they're a good way to test out your students without it feeling like an actual test. Live and Teach Guitar members can access our new area for creative challenges at liveteachguitar.com/creative-challenges. We're constantly adding new challenges, so you'll always have new challenges for your students. If you have a question about this episode, use the contact form at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-13 and I'll help you out. I hope you found this episode helpful and I highly recommend you try out using challenges like these because they make such a big impact for your students. Good luck with them and I'll talk to you next time.